Let's be honest, right? The report from Schefter says he's retiring, quote, for now, right? Like, it's subject to change. To me, once he gets released, before he officially puts his retirement papers in, Houston's going to come calling, and they're going to offer him a boatload of money to come be their quarterback. We all know this isn't a surprise. Is Romo mentally retired? Maybe. Is the thought process of, I'm going to make a ton of money just sitting in a booth and not getting hurt out there? Absolutely. Will Houston offer enough to get him to reconsider, Corey? I think that's the question.
Yeah, I think we're getting into tricky territory with this one right here, right now, because, it'll more than likely be a press conference. He'll say that he's retired, that he's done.
If there is, I think that changes the story. If it's just a press release and Dallas releases him, and Tony Romo doesn't say anything today.
Tony Romo will be in Texas Stadium having a news conference. Jerry Jones will be sitting. Jerry Jones will flank him. The Joneses will flank him. And I think that Tony Romo will go into Dallas Cowboy lore. So I do think that happens.
Now, he's not the only quarterback that goes into the Dallas Cowboy lore without winning the Super Bowl. Be serious.
Okay.
Just saying.
What, he's taking Phil Simms' job? How you feel about that?
Phil Simms deserves to lose his job.
Okay,
he's
a terrible
player. I agree on that.
If he's taking Phil Simms' job, listen, which I'm not convinced he is.
Okay, listen. And I would like, if it was Dallas Cowboy fans that's been around for a little bit, if you're listening to the program, please give us a telephone call.
844-843-6879.
Okay, he doesn't have the Super Bowl pedigree of Roger Staubach. He doesn't have the Super Bowl pedigree of Troy Aikman. You know, I get that. But he's better than Danny White ever was. And that's important to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of people out there that say, well, he's just another Danny White. Tony Romo is a better quarterback than Danny White ever was. Romo has had some MVP seasons. Romo also played in the era with Tom Brady. It's different. When you play in the era with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, it's tougher to get there.
It is, but it's not like Troy Aikman didn't, you know, play in the same era as like a Joe Montana. A little bit later, the end of Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was coming up on the
Young.
End.
Steve Young, Brett Favre.
Steve Young was a Hall of Famer, but they didn't have, you know.
They're not the GOATs.
Tony Romo's had teams. He really didn't have a complete team until 2014. He took that team. Des Bryant caught that pass.
He did catch that pass.
The Cowboys won that game. The next week, they play Seattle, who they'd already beat that year.
Sure.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Comes back in 2015, gets injured. Comes back in 2016, gets injured. His last 10 games that he started, his record is 9-1.
He told me that quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. The guy can play, but his body's not allowing him to.
I mean, I think he's making the right decision. This is one of the jobs that, you know, as you mentioned, you can do for 25, 30 years. It's a great job. It's a high-paying job. It's a high-profile job. And with back injuries, you want to have a life post-football career. He's got kids. You know, you want to be able to
play with him. Yeah.
We want to play with him. Yeah. Take him to games and stuff. So, I mean, I think without a doubt, it would be the right move. As Greg mentioned, can he be lured by the Houston Texans, who are going to do everything in their power to make him not retire? Because, you know, they're pretty much 2017 hopes are riding on Tony Romo.
They got Young Savage, Tom Savage, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something about this.
I mean, Savage is better than the other guy.
Tom Savage can get the job done.
No, he can't.
So you would move DeAndre Hopkins down draft boards because you're worried about Tom Savage?
Yes.
I like Tom Savage better than the guy they had last year. I can deal with Tom Savage.
I agree, Corey. He's better than the guy they had.
I have watched a lot of Tom Savage in my life.
Where'd Tom Savage go to college at?
He went to Rutgers, transferred to Pitt, transferred again. I mean, he transferred like four times in college because nobody wanted him.
Tom Savage can get the ball.
No, he can't. What have you seen from Tom Savage to make you think that?
Huh? What have I seen?
Yes.
I've seen him pepper DeAndre Hopkins with targets.
Once.
One time. He doesn't have a chance. Tom Savage is better than Brock Osweiler.
I can't say that for sure.
All right. He's better than Brock Osweiler.
I would be very, very nervous as a DeAndre Hopkins owner, which I'm not right now.
They do have a nice offense. The only piece that's missing is the quarterback. Can Savage do it? I'm going to hold out on that one. I'm not really sure he can. He's definitely an upgrade from their previous situation, but I mean, a Tony Romo there would be really nice.
All right, so listen. All right, so if you're the Houston Texans right now, I'm getting comfortable here. I'm rolling up my sleeves. Mm-hmm. Now I'm taking my watch off. I'm getting comfortable right now. I got something funny going on text message too. I think I'm be willing to share that with y'all. It's personal business, but it's funny because I think my response is going to be pretty. Oh boy. So, we are the general manager of the Houston Texans right now. What do you do with this? What do you do these next couple of weeks if you can't get Tony Romo?
I can't go to my owner and be like, I need as much money as you have.
I need
to get
a blank
Tony.
Check, basically.
Yes. Can I do that? Or no?
That's okay, up. You do that.
Yeah.
You go to the owner, I need a blank check. Romo turns down that blank check. You have the NFL draft coming up, right? And you got a couple of quarterbacks still lingering out there. One of them, a big piece that, you know, Houston is a different type of city in Texas. But for the most part, it's still Texas. You feel what I'm saying? So you got a fan base you're going to try to sell on Colin Kaepernick. You're going to get a blank check for Tony Romo. Or you do the right thing and go get Deshaun Watson.
It's not that easy. Because if you believe that, you have said this repeatedly, you believe that Deshaun Watson is the best quarterback in this draft, right? Like you said, you think he should go in the top pick. You think he should go in the top 10, the top 15. Houston doesn't have the ammo to just go up and get him anymore. Remember, they traded that second round pick along with Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, they did.
They don't have as much ammo as some other teams to do this. Like, I don't think if they're going to have to trade up to get a guy like Deshaun Watson, I don't know that they can do that. Now, let's say Deshaun Watson's not there. Let's say the quarterbacks that are there left for him are Mitchell Trubisky, or Pat Mahomes. Like, well, everyone loves Mahomes, but he could be. He's a development guy. He's not coming in day one and starting. I know a lot of people will link him there, given that he played at Texas Tech in the air raid offense, and they'll feel like that. Oh, natural fit, Texas guy, Texas, blah, blah, blah. He's not a day one starter for this team. And you look at Mitchell Trubisky, he's not a day one starter for Houston. He's not bringing them to the Super Bowl. This is a major issue now for Houston.
So then you unload draft picks and go get a franchise quarterback.
I think they put all their eggs in this Tony Romo basket.
I agree. I think that was their MO. They thought they had Romo. The team that they had, the 1 year left, you know, make that run. But like you said, I agree. If they can't get Romo, they're going to have to take somebody and gamble on them to be their future and ride the Tom Savage wave for now, I guess.
So, Tom Savage, why are you trapping so hard? So, all right. So, what about Colin Kaepernick? So now it comes into fit and locker room and stuff like that.
No, I don't care about that.
Colin Kaepernick
don't
want to play either.
I don't care about. No, I think he does want to play, and I don't care about that. Is Colin Kaepernick good enough to bring this team to the playoffs? Is my question to you. I don't care about.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Colin Kaepernick.
When was the last time he was good on the field? I don't care about anything else off the field. When was the last time he was good?
He was good last year.
Was he? He was petrified to throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, he's a good fantasy asset, I think. He's a better
fantasy. That's how you tell me Blake Bortles was good last year.
Think that Colin Kaepernick with a strong running game in Lamar Miller,
right?
A head coach in O'Brien, who is known for working with quarterbacks. That's his MO. That's his thing. Didn't work with Brock last year.
Right.
You think that he cannot take Colin Kaepernick and Colin Kaepernick take that team to a division championship and put them into the Final Four in the AFC with that defense and those pieces with a piece like DeAndre Hopkins on the outside?
I don't think Kaepernick's good enough.
I think they could win the division, but I don't know.
Okay, but what did he have in San Francisco last year?
Nothing.
He had Chip Kelly and some ragtags. Put a team around him like Houston. What support? What a running game. What an O-line. What a good defense.
Mark Bishop has the name.
Who?
Mark Bishop on Twitter has the name for us.
What?
You're not going to like this. He's right.
Who?
Light it up, baby. Light one up.
Move for who?
For Smoking Jay Cutler.
Oh, come on.